He's so real. And isn't that a good feeling? So a lot of times there are things, people, issues that are not always permanent. Sometimes we have a tendency to major on minor things and minor on major things. But aren't you glad God is real? Amen. To this wonderful church that has invited us to come and share with us. Amen. I can remember when I was a little bitty fella. Amen. And back in those days, just like today, there's some magic going on up in that choir stand. Amen. Let's give both music departments a hand. And I thank Sister Charette. Amen. She's a masterful musician. And amen. Sometimes I may not start out in the right key, but she comes and rescues me. Amen. I thank God for her. And to our guitar player, he just go after it. Amen. Tabernacle, God bless you in your pastoral search. I know it's not easy. I hear from time to time, Zion, we just made our marriage official in March, and they went through the same thing that you're going through. But God is still able. Amen. And anything that God is in, whatever or whoever he chooses, amen, to do his bidding, amen, just know that is heaven sent. Amen. And it's only going to be, the only one that can move it is heaven. Y'all don't hear me. The devil can try. Amen. He can mess with you every now and then. Amen. But ask Job. He didn't mess with me until the hedge went down. Lord have mercy. For those of us that have our Bibles, I just love my brethren in the ministry, and Jackson, and amen, Evan Eason, amen, and my good friend John Allen. Amen. When I was young, I used to just call his name, John Allen. Amen. 14th chapter of St. John. Those of us that have our Bibles, we'll begin reading at the third verse. And I've been also instructed to say, amen, to be correct, or instead of politically correct, spiritually correct. Amen. We're reading out of the King James Version. Hello, somebody. Amen. For all you Bible scholars, that's a good thing, because a living Bible might say a little something different. Amen. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go, ye know, and the way ye know. Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, And how can we know the way? Lord, have mercy. And Jesus lets them know, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man come unto the Father. Y'all didn't hear that part. But by me, Lord Jesus. 10th chapter of the book of Romans, Paul's letter to the Roman church. Amen. And I love this one. Beginning at the 13th chapter, verse. 10th chapter of the book of Romans. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Lord Jesus. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in whom they have not heard? And I love this verse. How shall they hear without a preacher? But you know what? Let me go on a little bit further. And how can they preach except they be from who? All right. And if we were to use for a subject this morning, we'd like to ask God's blessings on these words. Serving the Lord is not complicated anymore. Can I say that again? Hope I put somebody at ease struggling in your journey to be a good Christian. Dot every I and cross every T. Amen. When the word complicated enters in any vineyard, it has a tendency to add some moving parts, amen, to something that's already in place. Hello, somebody. And it also, amen, if the water's clear, it'll muddy the water up a little bit. That word, complicated. Now, Jesus was aware that man was going all off every which direction. When he came down here, he said, amen, I came to seek and to save that which is lost. And he imputed also, a well man does not need a physician. Help me, somebody. And I understand Jesus trying to move all the complication and all the red tape and all the falsehoods. I can say that word. Go ahead and use that word. All the falsehoods. But the bottom line is, I died on the cross that you might have life and have it more abundantly. I took all that complicated, you know, at the chance, jump, amen, run up and down pews. If you choose to do that, if the Spirit moves you to do that, by all means, don't quench not the Spirit. But when Jesus got down to brass tack, wanting us to understand that don't make this thing harder than it has to be. That's what my daddy used to say to me. Don't make this thing harder than it has to be. Just let go and let God take care of you. Rule your life. Amen. God He was sitting in glory. He knew what he was doing when he gave Jesus a body. Because one thing he knew, we could not save ourselves. I don't care how good you sing. I don't care how good you pray. Amen. No matter how good I preach. Amen. And Boozer preach. We could not save. We cannot save. And won't ever be able to save ourselves. We put too much complications in it. I was coming back from Louisville last night, and amen, visiting my daughter there, and amen, they had construction everywhere. Amen. The state of Kentucky, they ought to be shamed themselves. All that bourbon that they make up there, and the roads is in bad shape. Amen. He called me to preach. He sent me to preach. Amen. But nevertheless, my job is to make you aware of things that the Lord God Almighty has made easy. You remember Revelation. He said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open up the door and harden not his heart, I will come into him. That ain't complicated. That's the easy. I wish I had one of those easy buttons. Amen. His word, he made it so plain that a fool have no need to error. It's almost like the GM dealer. They made the car. Oh, we got the easy part. All we got to do is pay for it. Get in there, stick the key in there, and turn it. We don't have to worry about the schematics, the sparks, amen, the computer programming in there. We just get in and turn the key. So the Lord has made being saved. The Lord has made walking therein so easy, amen, that like the songwriter said, if I die and my soul be lost, it's nobody's fault. I stopped by to preach this morning. And the best thing I can give you as a minister of the gospel is God's word right there where you are. It's kind of like remind me of one of my third grade teacher. Amen. Kids were out on the playground. And I decided I was going to play in the sandbox, and I didn't want to get out. My teacher came and got in the sandbox with me and said, if you don't get up, y'all know the rest. Jesus made a similar move. Amen. He came from where he was to where we are to take us back to where he is. Hello, somebody. He made it so easy. But nevertheless, in spite of it being easy, some folk take it for granted. Some folk wait till the last minute. Amen. I wouldn't do like that thief on the cross. That's cutting that thing too close. Hello. Amen. And he's made it so easy. Even when you got an ought with your brother, this is how we deal with stuff now. Amen. If I got an ought with my brother, I need to go to my brother and get that thing straightened out and then come back and get my communion. Oh, Lord, help me. But in times like these, like the songwriter said, we need a savior. We need an anchor. Amen. He's already there. Just reach out to him. Amen. A songwriter said, hold on to God's unchanging hand. Sometimes we turn the grip loose. Sometimes we say, Lord, I can do this thing all by myself. Lord, I got enough money. I got enough 401k. I have enough in me, amen, that I think I can navigate this thing called life all by myself. I remember the man had the barns, and he said, I'm going to build some more barns. And Lord said, thy food this night, thy soul is required of it. Amen. Just like the virgins, amen, they didn't have enough oil in their lamps to last them past midnight. Amen. The Lord has made it so easy. I don't see how we miss. Hello. It's like a touchdown pass thrown to a wide receiver. Nobody around him, and all he had to do is turn around and catch it in the bread basket. That's all he had to do. Amen. It's like a baseball player standing there to bat. Amen. And the pitcher sent one straight down the middle. All you got to do is swing to make contact. Like a basketball player, all and nobody around. He beat everybody down the court. All he got to do, amen, if he want to look pretty, he can make a three-point play. Amen. But if he just go up there and lay it up, that's an instant 2 points. Why do we, I'm asking the question now, why do we make it so hard? I tell marriage folk, you ain't got to make it that hard. You ain't got to answer every time you call on the phone. Leave a message. Hello. And after you get through leaving that message, and also say, by the way, I love you. But you leave one of them messages talking about where you at and what you're doing. That's when the devil said, watch this. And he's walking to and fro, seeking what he can devour. Amen. And he knows sometimes we are easy prey. He can pick us off. He meets you at your prayer circle. And if you're not in the mindset, the spiritual mindset, that God is still in charge, no matter what happens, and even those fishermen that were on the boat, amen, and when the winds and the waves came up, Jesus was on board asleep, but he was still in charge. Oh, ye little faith. Faith, the substance of things hope for, the evidence of things I can't see. Amen. It's kind of like love. You can say you love them, you can't see it, but you know it's there. That's how it is in our life. Now, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the lie. I don't care how politically, amen, how much political clout you got, I'm still the way. Hello, somebody. And I heard a fella, he wrote a poem one time. He said, if you are drunken, still go to church. If you're a liar, backbiter, still go to church. If you don't have no money in your pocket, still go to church. Amen. When all else fails, ask the woman that touched the hem of his garment. When all else fails, try Jesus. Our servitude is in question. How really dedicated, how really sincere, how really humble are we when we run up against hard times? Amen. Sometimes it's like the wrestler. We tap out to Satan. Tell him I can't take it no more. Hello. And all the counseling in the world don't mean a hill of beans if you don't follow it up with some prayer. And then if you go a little bit further, use God's word, face yourself in the scriptures. Amen. And whatever needs to be adjusted, whatever needs to be cast out, whatever needs to be redirected, do that to the glory of God. Can I go on? Now, Paul, he was very interested in his ministry. You know, he's the one that, you know, the Lord had to just knock him off his high horse. Amen. Amen. And let him know you can't kick against the prick. In other words, you can't win this battle. Just like that man that was at the cemetery cutting himself. It was many devils. Amen. But they knew Jesus. Hello. And as sure as you born, I guarantee, claim it on this fact, that no matter what comes up against you, even when you're sick, let the Lord have it. Let put it on the altar. But now Paul, you know, he was Saul, amen. And once he was converted, he let God use him to some high heights. Amen. And one thing I understand about Paul, amen, if I don't believe in something, I'm going to fight it to the death. But once I am converted, I ought to be on fire for the Lord. Amen. Every day of the week. You don't have to be in Zion. You don't have to be in Tabernacle to say, Lord, have mercy on me. Amen. Even your enemies will leave you alone if you put your hands together right and send up a sincere prayer. Amen. And sometimes that's what we need to do, is start really sending up some sincere prayers. You can do it. Don't do it riding down the highway. Amen. But don't close your eyes. But you can pray while you're going down the highway. Amen. But in your secret closet, the Lord will reward you openly. We miss a whole lot of stuff because we worry about who looking at us. We don't want to be embarrassed, but it's a whole lot of embarrassed folk in hell. I'm trying to preach this morning. But nevertheless, lest I go on, I like that Roman road, the 10th chapter. Amen, because it really puts us in perspective. Amen, and Brother John Allen, Reverend Allen, amen, I like the part where it says, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. And I think I could close down on that word, some good things. I'm tired of second best. I'm tired of somebody's leftovers. Amen. I don't want to take the chance just surviving on grandma's prayers. I want to send up some prayers of my own. But only if you know Jesus, you stand the chance to get into heaven. And by the way, he died on the cross. Amen. But he didn't stay dead. Come early Sunday morning, he got up with all power in his hands. Amen. He put the easy in this race. Amen. For I'm going to run my race. Amen. And I'm not going to look back. Amen. How is it, amen, that somebody could be raised up in church, know the Lord all their life, amen, and let one obstacle get in the way and they turn their back from the Lord? But I don't know about you this morning, but I'm going to stay in the race till Jesus comes. I want to hear his welcome voice say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things. Now I'm going to make you ruler over many. And not only that, I want to see Jesus' face. Tell him all about my troubles. Tell him how they treated me down here. Amen. I want to walk those streets that are paved with gold. I want to get fitted for my crown. I want to try on my robe over in Beulah Land. Over in Beulah Land. I need thee. Whoa. I need thee. How many need him this morning? Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. Can I sing that for somebody that didn't make it out this morning? I need thee. Whoa, I need thee. On my job. In my neighborhood, at the grocery store. How often do you need him? Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless. Come on and bless me now, my Savior, I come. I got so carried away, I lost what I was supposed to be doing. The doors of God's church are open. The